Soundings presents an unabridged recording of The Paris Peacemakers, written by Flora Johnson and read by Karen Barkey. The moral right of the author has been asserted. This performance is owned by Soundings. For Elizabeth and Alistair, with love. There is probably no finer school for the development of courage and endurance than the rugby football field, and consequently, no finer set of men to be obtained elsewhere in the present emergency by the army. It is certain that there will be a splendid answer from the players to the call of the country. The Scotsman, 5th August 1914. Here we are, at last, in Paris, and I can hardly realise it. We've landed in a place like the Ritz. Mildred Keith, typist at the Paris Peace Conference, 15th December 1918. There has come upon us a great disillusionment. We thought that the great peace conference was travailing to the birth of peace, and it has brought forth an abortive pandemonium. Millions who gave up their all in a frenzy of self-sacrifice during the war are asking themselves bitterly what they gave it for. What's the good? And who's to gain? Food for the Fed Up. G. A. Studdart Kennedy, 1921. Before. The last rugby match. The only tiny mercy is that none of them knew. 21st March 1914, Inverleith, Edinburgh. Corin pulled her scarf tightly around herself against the wind. The day had looked promising through her guesthouse windows earlier. How could she have forgotten the penetrating chill of a bright Edinburgh spring day? Now, as she hunched against the north wind that swept this bleak rugby field, she thought wistfully of the blossom-laden tree outside her college window in Cambridge. What on earth am I doing here? She looked to her left, where her youngest brother Jack sat beside her on the wooden bench. As usual, he was sketching the scene before him. I don't know how you can even hold the pencil. He grinned at her, his eyes dancing below his...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?